All this week, we've been taking a look at the financial realities for students graduating from college this year. And for the class of 2012, the difficulty of finding a job, the troubles of paying back student loans are all very present realities. And one measure of the difficulty is the number of students with advanced degrees on food stamps or public assistance. According to government data, this is a steeply rising trend. The idea here isn't to compare PhDs on food stamps with the broader social devastation caused by extreme poverty in America. No, no, no. What we want to do is to show once again how expectations about college and what we think it's supposed to deliver as a standard of living in America, those expectations are far out of touch with some grimmer financial reality in this decade. Part of our advice for the class of 2012 series this week. Joining us this morning is Stacy Patton, a reporter for the Chronicle of Higher Education. Stacy, welcome to the program.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
So the idea of students on public assistance like food stamps isn't completely new. I remember Jimmy Carter changed the rules for food stamps back in the 70s and threw students, college students, off food stamps. But what's going on in 2012 that you think is different and worsening?
Well, I think the economic situation is worsening. And when we look at the numbers of people with advanced degrees on government assistance, it tells us that higher education is not immune from this. I think that there are people who are being told to go to college, get a degree, that it's the pathway to a successful career. If that doesn't work, go get a master's degree or a PhD. But what's happening is we're seeing an overproduction of people with master's degrees and PhDs and not enough jobs for them.
How fast are the numbers rising based on your reporting?
Based on what I've seen, data, this is micro data that was done by a researcher at the Urban Institute, the numbers have more than the percentages of people with master's and PhDs who are on government assistance has more than doubled since 2007. So this is between 2007 and 2010.
And right over the horrible ditch of the financial meltdown and all the difficulties that we've been experiencing since then. Stacy Patton, a reporter for the Chronicle on Higher Education. Elliot Stiegel, we're talking about you, aren't we?
I guess you are.
How many advanced degrees do you have at this point?
I'm working on my dissertation right now, so I've completed the coursework for the PhD.
And one of your jobs is you teach in the English department at Northwest Florida State College?
That's correct. I've taught for that college since 1997. After about 6 years without an opportunity for a full-time position, I went and spoke to the president of the college. He told me that I very likely needed to earn a PhD. And so I went away in 07 to do just that.
Elliot Stiegel is a 51-year-old married father of two, speaking to us from Dahuniac Springs in Florida. One of his jobs is teaching in the English department at Northwest Florida State College, needs to get that PhD. Do ends meet based on your educational salary, Elliot?
Oh, definitely not. Not based on the pay for an adjunct. In fact, I discovered Dr. Patton via the online blog called The Adjunct Project, which is about adjuncts, frankly, not being paid well enough to make ends meet.
Well, what sort of public assistance did you find yourself on, and how long have you been on it? What sort of things?
Well, while I was working on my PhD at Florida State, my wife and I had our first child, our son, and at that time we immediately qualified for WIC, Women, Infant, and Children.
Right.
It's only been in the past 3 or 4 months, I guess, that we somehow qualified for food stamps, which was quite a surprise to me.
And the fact that you qualified indicates that, you know, expectations about college are even lower than you might have imagined. Nobody expects to make a lot of money teaching English, but being on food stamps is not necessarily an expectation. Stacy Patton, looking at Elliot's story, and again, we got his name from some of your reporting as well, as he mentioned there. What can the educational system do about this? Is this a strategy issue where there needs to be more regulation or limiting the number of advanced degrees? I don't know how you would necessarily do that. What's the takeaway here?
Well, from what I'm hearing from different people, one of the things is that there needs to be some kind of regulation, that people have to get real about the market, the demand for people with higher degrees. If there's not enough jobs, graduate schools need to scale back on the number of people that they're taking into their programs. There's certainly conversation about how graduate students themselves need to be more realistic about their options.
Well, let's put that to Elliot right now. Are you being unrealistic looking for a PhD in film studies, Elliot?
Well, like I said, I earned my master's degree in 1992. There didn't seem to be such a problem then. I wasn't hired until 1998 as an adjunct, and I taught year after year, often a full schedule, four classes per semester, with the expectation that eventually I would be in line for a full-time position, and that just simply never happened. I would not have gone away to earn the PhD if I had not thought in 2007 that that would solve the problem. So I teach as many as two dozen different courses. I teach for the humanities department as well as the English department. And
well, obviously, you're working very, very hard. If you had to do it over again, would you major in something different?
I just don't know that my mind works in the areas that we might be referring to, the so-called STEM areas.
STEM areas, right.
Right. Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. As my friends in the humanities here in Florida like to say, we like to think of STEAM as opposed to arts needs to be in there as well.
All right. Well, Elliot Stiegel, thanks for answering an impertinent question this early in the morning from a radio host. 51-year-old married father of two, teaches in the English department at Northwest Florida State College, finishing his PhD dissertation at Florida State University on public aid, food stamps, and women and infant support there. Stacey Patton, any advice for the class of 2012 before we go quickly?
Do your research. Ask questions about job outcomes. Don't go in thinking that you're going to necessarily have the same life and lifestyle as your professors.
Stacey Patton, staff reporter for the Chronicle of Higher Education. Thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.